This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
He is a Pittsburgh Pirates legend. He's one of the all-time favorites among listeners to this station, and we are thrilled to have him right now. We're talking about the great A.J. Burnett back here in Pittsburgh. A.J., Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller, what have you been up to these days?
What's up? I'm just out here bored of trying to play golf, trying to figure out a hobby in retirement life.
Now, how is the golf going? I am a big golf fan. You sound like a guy who's not quite sure about golf yet.
Yeah, I'm just I love and hate like everybody else. You know how it is. I never played a lot in my career because I always wanted to bass fish instead, but all I do now is golf, so I'm starting to fall in love with it.
I was going to say, which pitcher that you pitched with played the most golf on their off days?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, that is a good question. Oh, probably, I would say early on, probably like Dempster, Pavano early on. Like later in my career, they stopped taking clubs and carrying them, and I did. But like early in my Marlin days, the guys went out a lot. So I'd say probably Dempster, Pavano would probably my go-to. I haven't played with a lot of guys in the last 10 years or so of my career, so it had to be early on.
Have you gotten together with any ex-Pirates in retirement and played golf with them, AJ?
The real deal, Neil Walker.
How'd he do?
What do you mean? He's good at everything he does.
True.
He's good at everything. No, he's great. I love playing with Neil. He came when they came into town to play the Orioles. We went and played BCC and had a great time. But he's got a great swing. I mean, it's weird because it's a power swing from the right side, and that was not what he had. He's a power swing from the left side, so it's really weird. But well, yeah, great golfer. I love spending time with him.
AJ, Pirates spring training just got underway. Paul Skeens was supposed to make his first start yesterday, but it got rained out because of bad weather. I'm just curious, you were such a good pitcher for a long time. How did you view spring training and your first couple starts of each spring training?
It changed as my career, because earlier, you know, in my career, we had to come in the spring training, and you got ready. That toward the end of my career, you came in spring training and you had to be ready. So it was a little in between the both, but always I took, you know, complete all season. I was off until right around first year, and I started throwing. And then first couple starts, you can't look too much into it. You're trying to get the feel of being back on the mound, competition, heart rate, you know. But the main thing is you're competing again, so everything's amped up. It takes a couple to get back in the rhythm of things. No matter how good you've been throwing in all season or your bullpens, it's a different game out with the crowd and, you know, at 1 o'clock and not, you know, at 8:30 bullpen.
Well, this might be a very dumb question. When you said, like, in the beginning of your career early on, it was you get ready during spring. At the end of your career, you had to be ready. I would have thought that that would have been flipped. Like, when you're young and trying to prove yourself, it's I've got to be ready right from the jump, and that when you get further into your career, you'd get yourself ready. So why was it like that for you?
I think that was how the game was. The game was like that when I was coming up in 99. Like, you had – it wasn't necessarily you spring to get ready. You use your first couple starts to get ready. But as a young guy, you are correct. I was trying to make a team, so I was really not, now that you mentioned it. Way to point out my mistake there. I mean, that's a good one. But, no, honestly, it makes sense because, you know, now that you said it, I was competing for a spot. But then again, it was the Marlins. We had a young team.
Right.
We weren't really competing. They kind of knew who we were. So you kind of, I don't know. I'm in between both of that. So I see what you're saying. So I think you're right. Don't disregard everything I just said.
AJ, do you miss it?
You better come in ready.
Do you miss it, AJ? Do you miss, like, even the drudgery of, like, getting ready for a season and building up your arm strength and getting ready to compete in a season?
I miss everything but the suitcase, my man. Everything. It's just, you know, it's one of those things you did for your whole life, and you still want to do it. Like, I watch these guys. I see their Instagram feeds. I keep up with them on, you know, SportsCenter and ESPN and the games I can get. And I wish I could still do it, believe me. I mean, I probably could, but don't tell nobody. But I really wish I could because it's, you know, it's special. It's a gift, and it's memories that last forever. Friendships that last forever.
So this is another kind of one that just popped into my head while you were saying that. You were a guy who missed a lot of bats, and you had a lot of ways to make guys swing and miss. And I feel like even since your career ended, which is now, it's insane to say this out loud, a decade ago, the game has shifted even more to, like, guys either swinging for the fences or they don't care about strikeouts. I feel like in modern, like, 2025 baseball, you could feast. These guys would be chasing everything.
I agree with
that. Knuckle curves, all that stuff.
Why don't you agree with it?
No, he does agree with it.
I said I absolutely agree with it,
oh,
AJ.
Oh, you absolutely agree.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I do, too. It's hit it in seats or nothing, it seems like. There's no in-between. I would love it. I would love just to compete again. It doesn't matter about all that. I probably would just go about the same way as I always did, try to get hit and throw my hook as hard as I can and see him just chase it. you know, that's what I did for 17 years and until I got tired and older and I had to come up with that changeup. It was better and I should have used it. But, I mean, it's a different, like you said, it's a different game now. It's all power. It's all power. It's launch. It's, I mean, maybe I just throw curveballs out the gate.
Pitch backwards.
Pitch back. Right.
AJ Burnett's our guest. You said you still try to keep up on social media and you watch the games you can. Your thoughts on Paul Skenes and what you watched him do in his rookie year, AJ?
I got to see him play live with my own eyes. I got to watch him pitch. He's just a special talent, man. He's one of those kids that come around every so often. He's going to be around. He's going to stick. I mean, it's just impressive to see it coming out of college and doing what he can do. Just, like I said, I just want to see him in person one time throw.
So that won't be hard to arrange, by the way. We know people, AJ. We'll put you right behind home plate if you're cool with that.
Oh, well, yeah, that will work too. Or the dugout. You guys know anybody? Get me in the dugout again?
No, I'm not on as good of terms with the guy that's in the dugout right now. It would be easier for me to get you in one of the front rows, but that's okay.
I'll take behind home, man. I'm in. He's definitely special and definitely, you know, he's fun to watch. Like, I love watching all of it.
How rare is it? So he's, you know, barely into his 20s. I mean, the guy's only, you know, a couple years or a year removed from being able to buy a beer legally. And we already heard stories at him as a rookie, AJ, like knowing his stuff was good, that the fastball slider was really, really good, and yet feeling like already that he needed to come up with, like, after 20 innings of minor league ball or whatever, that he needed to come up with another pitch, basically, because he just didn't like the way a couple of guys had, like, squared him up once in a while on his fastball. How rare is it for a dude that's that young to be that cerebral about what they're doing already, and he hasn't even really pitched in the major leagues at that point?
It's very interesting. Completely opposite of AJ Burnett as a young kid. If somebody squared me up or fouled it off, I'm going to throw it harder. I am. That's just what I did. You know, I was a two-pitch guy for the longest time, so if it came to that, I had so many battles with Andrew Jones that he would just gangster hack one and foul straight back. I'm like, oh, yeah? Okay, Andrew. And then 500 feet later, you know. But you learn from that stuff. And to see a young kid pick up on that and recognize that, I think it shows you what he's capable of and what his career is capable of. If he keeps evolving like that, I mean, he's at a young age. Imagine what he comes through in his 8th, 10th year. You know what I mean? It's special to see a kid think like that and getting squared up because – a lot of young kids that throw, especially as hard as he throws, I would just try to throw it harder. That was me.
So I'm going to play for you what he said about the pitch he worked on in the offseason, AJ. You'll hear him in his own words. And then there's a really good follow-up question from the reporter. So here it is.
The sinker, honestly. Getting it in zone more. It was, you know, a really good pitch last year. Limited damage, got a lot of swing and miss, but wasn't in zone as much as I wanted it to. Basically just getting it in zone and, you know, executing it more consistently at a higher level.
And here's the follow-up to that.
When you're talking about adding things to your arsenal, but you've already had things that were really good, where do you find the balance of not trying to tweak or do too much that'll pull you away from what you're already good at?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the battle. I think I have good feel for my stuff and feel for the game, but to see how hitters are reacting to my stuff, to my four-seam, my sinker, my changeup, slider, all that, and then how adding something or taking something away would make those pitches better, basically. It's not a one-and-done thing where you add something and then that's it, and then, you know, you just have another weapon. Because you're going to add something, it's going to add to or take away from everything else. And so that was something that we were focusing on really hard throughout the offseason, and now it's just a matter of seeing how hitters react to everything.
All right, great pitcher to great pitcher. What's your reaction to that, AJ?
It makes me want to pitch again. There's no way he's 20. I don't buy it. There's no way that's a 20-year-old kid talking. No, it's just impressive. It shows you that he pays attention. He knows his craft. He knows the game at a young age. And he's not as scared to the ball because he has belief and 100% trust in all his other stuff, knowing that if he takes the time to work at something new, it's not going to affect what's already there. And that's confidence. I mean, like I said, I got to watch this kid throw in person, especially after hearing that. I got to meet him.
So he's unbelievably polished. It's just like wild that he's as young as he is.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
There's another guy on that staff with an almost equally pyrotechnic arm. He's not built like you as far as being tall.
Oh, his personality's
like,
just like
personality
yours, AJ.
On their mound. He's swaggering around with a shirt or, you know, a button or two unbuttoned.
Well, it has to be Jared.
Yep, that was the guy I could not wait to ask you about.
He's
because
an animal. He's an
shorter
animal.
AJ Burnett, that's him.
I've seen him throw. I want to see him in person. I haven't seen him in person, but I've seen him on the highlights of course stuff. But yeah, I mean, just attack mode out the gate. I love it.
So like, okay, you had such a long and great career. If you had 5 minutes to give a guy that frankly, I think just the stuff absolutely reminds me of you, what would be your advice to a young pitcher like that to take that next step early in his career?
That's a very good question. I have to watch him a little bit more to narrow that down to a T, but, man, keep attacking the way he's attacking. When you lose that swag, when you lose that inner confidence, that it doesn't matter what happens, he seems to keep it throughout the game. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like he's there to punch tickets, which I love because that's what I did. I tried to punch tickets. Two things going on. He's trying to hit a home run. I'm trying to strike you out. Everything else is in between. But it seems like he knows that. It doesn't affect him if something happens early in the game. He keeps that swag. The next thing, so I would just tell him, don't ever change who you are, kid. Just keep attacking forever because it's working.
AJ, Pittsburgh still have a special place in your heart?
Number one. Always a little bit. You guys call me great and legend in 30 seconds.
Yes, exactly. Because
why wouldn't I be?
That's right. Because your name comes up and people still have stories of where they were when you told Hanley to sit the F down and the Batman signals and stuff.
That means more to me than anything. I won a World Series with one of the greatest teams I've ever played on in New York. I'm the greatest guy. But there's something about that team and that city and the time of my career has never changed. That's home, man. I'll always appreciate everything and everyone in that city.
Do you like the Yankees relaxing their facial hair policy, AJ?
I knew it. No. Keep it. It's not fair. I wanted it. I wanted a beard and goatee.
What would you have done?
Why is it fair?
If it would have been relaxed in your playing career, because they have verbiage here, like wording that's you could drive a truck through. It's so vague. It's like well-kept beard. I could imagine you pushing the boundaries, like having like something like the drummer from Anthrax or whatever, having that chin, you know, hair going all the way down, keep it real neat and say, hey, it's neatly groomed. Why isn't that good?
Yeah, so is it, I guess it's strictly beards, like no goatees or anything. I guess it's just beards, I guess, from what I've read. No, I probably wouldn't push the limits. No, I didn't do that until I got Pittsburgh. I'm kidding. But
we love that's why people loved you here because you did push.
I'm telling you, man, I did. That squad when I showed up at spring training and that city brought something out of me that was quiet for a long time and I'd never forget it. But
AJ, Pat McAfee went on his show and said you're one of his 10 favorite athletes of all time because he said he ran into you one night here, and he's like, that's my kind of guy right there, AJ Burnett. How about that?
Yeah, I don't think he did, though. I think he came back and said it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Because I never ran into him.
and I never went out before start. And I always looked up that date.
I didn't know that. Okay.
But he, you know, Pat could have been enough sheets to the wind where he thought he was looking at AJ Burnett, but he wasn't.
I might have. I don't know. He seems fun. I watch him every once in a while. I'm starting to like watch more football now too in retirement. So he's one of my favorite shows. So
gotcha.
He's got a good gig going on, but I don't think I did, man. I really don't.
Any chance we see you get into coaching soon?
You know what? I'm not opposed to it. You know, my agent and I reached out a few times. See if we can correlate something as far as getting in there here and there to see some guys. So we'll see what comes of that. But right now I'm enjoying it. Give me a couple of years and we'll see what happens.
Cool, man.
I definitely wouldn't mind, you know, watching these dudes throw, man. Like, good Lord, please.
AJ, if you ever want to try to get find a fourth, I'll be happy to invite myself in to a golf match with you and Walker. Me and you will team up. I'll be talking crap about grade school athletics with him because we were running in the same Catholic school circles.
Yeah, Chris will get you guys on Oakmont, AJ.
We'll win. We'll win the match, AJ.
He'll get you on Oakmont if you want to play there.
I'm in. I'm just starting to figure it out, so once that happens, it's over.
AJ, last one. We just had a listener text in and say, let's test AJ's memory.
Oh, boy.
Does he know
the
hitter that you struck out the most in your major league career?
Oof. Jimmy Rollins or Abreu?
Abreu!
Holy crap!
Did I get it?
Yes!
Not an easy guy to strike out either.
20 times you punched him out. Look at that, man. Yep.
That's awesome. I knew it was one of the two. I knew it.
Hey, AJ, always great to catch up with you, man. You're still beloved here, and we'll definitely get you back in Pittsburgh for a skiing start, okay?
Dude, absolutely. You guys ever need me, holler. I'd love to hop on again and chat.
There you go.
Miss it, man. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Great talking to you,
AJ Burnett.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.